It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. We're glad that you are here. I want to call your attention to, in our call to worship, to Luke chapter 20. I was reading through this passage in preparation for the series that I've been doing on Wednesday nights, that Jesus is praying for you. And in chapter 20, the passage previous to our chapter that we've been studying in verse 17, and he beheld them and said, "What is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." That is one of the most awe-inspiring passages in the Bible, because it tells us that it's our response to Him that makes the difference. If we fall upon the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be broken, and we'll be broken in a good way. We'll be broken from our pursuits, our ambitions. We'll be broken from all that, because all we want to do is what the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to do. But if we reject Him and He lands on you, so to speak, the stone which has been rejected lands on you, the Bible says it will grind you to powder. Now, broken or ground to powder? That's the polar opposites of our response to whom? Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you on this Sunday, as we've gathered together, that church is not playtime. Church is not a time where we just simply fellowship, though that's a significant part of our enjoyment of coming to church, is fellowshipping with other brothers and sisters in Christ. But the primary thing is being broken as we fall on the Lord Jesus, letting the Lord just take care of those areas of our life that just need to be broken, so that God can do with us what He wants us to do, because the alternative is much more serious, is much more difficult, and that is being crushed, being ground by Jesus Christ. And that comes in the total rejection of His work for us. And so I want to encourage you on this day, this Sunday after Thanksgiving, that as we go forward, let us keep our hearts and minds thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, and allow ourselves to fall upon Him and be broken in a good way, so that we can bring glory and honor to His precious name.